For a lot of families, Christmas tree traditions spark household debate. For instance, tinsel or beads, white lights or multicolored, star or angel on top. And for some people, it's not how to decorate the tree, it is when to put it up, early or late. Late being now, Christmas Eve. NPR's Martin Kosty falls into that last category.
Yes, I belong to that small and shrinking tribe. We're the ones lurking in the Christmas tree lots at the last possible moment.
You guys shutting down already?
Still selling trees?
Still selling trees?
Yeah.
This is the lot near my house. The boss here is familiar with my kind.
Is there a discount for last-minute tree shoppers?
Never. We never discount our trees.
Why not?
Well, because if you discount them, then they'll come back next year and want to discount again. And besides, we don't get no discount.
Right.
Now, that doesn't really seem fair. I mean, their remaining stock is headed for the wood chipper tomorrow. But this is not about money. It's about tradition. It's about making the tree special. So this year, instead of paying for a non-discounted late tree, I dragged the family to the nearest national forest to cut our own. And the permit's only $10.
Hey, Mom.
Girls, which way do you want to go look for the tree?
What could be more Courier and Ives than this?
Dad, Mama, Dad said I could help cut down the tree with that saw.
You quickly realize that kids are not suited for the bramble and slash of a working forest. And it didn't take long before I was ready to settle for just about anything that was even vaguely Christmas tree shaped.
Timber! I have provided for my family one Christmas tree.
That 12-foot baby fir now stands in our living room. And I'll admit, it's not conventionally beautiful. It's a little thin. Looking at it, I could see how maybe, just maybe, my quest had crossed the line separating tradition from stubbornness. But then I talked to my neighbor Mario, and he restored my faith in the last-minute tree.
So the German tradition is that you put up your Christmas tree on the day or the night before Christmas Eve.
In Germany, the tree itself is a kind of gift. He remembers being kept out of the living room until the moment of the big reveal.
My dad would ring like a little bell, and the Christmas tree would be lit, and a few candles would be lit, and we could enter the living room. And it was just a really, really special moment.
He's doing that for his children now, though he's not sure what'll happen when they grow up and start to notice that their American friends get their trees on Black Friday. Still, there may be hope for our little tribe. Back at the Christmas tree lot, I ran into Imran, a Muslim man who is picking out the first ever holiday tree for his multi-religious family. He says they're still figuring out their new traditions, but he's leaning toward the late tree. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.